Brian Thompson back live in Ida Grove as East Sac County just taking care of Maple Valley Anthony Odo in this 2A district opening round game in Ida Grove. And to my left is Raiders coach Denny Olhausen. And Denny, maybe at least a little bit of a surprise taking care of a team of this caliber and the caliber of pitcher you're facing, Colby St. John, tonight, 12-2 in six innings, but what an impressive win.
Yeah, I really give it to our kids because, you know, we did see St. John's earlier on in the year. We played in a tournament down in Mapleton, and so we got to see him for an inning or two down there, and so our kids were pretty confident because we hit him a little bit during the tournament too, so we were confident coming into this, but knowing that he's a fantastic player, and you know, we were really, you know, kind of on him. I wouldn't say that we were, you know, killing the ball, but it wasn't like he was striking a ton of us out each inning. You know, we had opportunities, too, that we didn't cash in on early on in the game, too, but we just kind of kept at it, you know, and then kind of busted things open there in the, you know, fourth, fifth inning, and then got him out of the game, and then, you know, things just kind of happened from there.
And so he struck out to six, so you put the ball in play pretty well against him in four and a third innings as he was more wild than usual with seven walks, so helped you out a little bit in that regard after you took a 2-0 lead in the third. They come back and get two unearned runs to tie it in their half, but credit to your guys bouncing right back and taking the lead for good the next half inning.
Yeah, you know, I feel real confident any time that we have Derek, especially on the mound, you know, a senior leader, one of the leaders of our team, and throws really hard. He's got nice curveball. So, you know, I think our guys feel that too. They feel confident out in the field. You know, we did have that one error that gave them the two runs, but we hopped right back, got our confidence back, and, you know, things just you know, happened on the bases for us and happened at the plate. So it was a great one for us as a team.
What was the strategy coming in against Sinchin's, a guy who you mentioned you've seen earlier in the season as he pitched briefly in the Mapleton tournament game against you were saying try and get on him early and before he gets into rhythm. You had a chance there in that first inning, bases loaded, one out, but not able to capitalize, but got to him later in the game.
Yeah, what you said, Ryan, was exactly the plan, is try to get on him early, try to take a little confidence away from him, not let him get into the rhythm, because once you got into the rhythm, you know, you're looking at 12, 14, 15 strikeouts, and that's, you know, that's three-fourths of your ball game right there. But we did that. We, you know, our top of the lineup is really good, and we can be good all the way through the lineup. And, you know, we just didn't cash in, like I said, a couple of those innings. But then once we pushed a few across, got a little bit more confidence and just kind of kept going from there. And I think he's young yet. Jeepers, he's only a sophomore. So, you know, I think we had him shaken a little bit, rattled a little bit, not scared or anything. But, you know, I think that pressure kind of got to him a little bit and went from there.
Coach Olhausen, congratulations on the win. We'll see you in Carroll on Tuesday.